good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So, first of all, thank you for taking the time to speak with me. I know this is very short notice compared to what you're probably used to, but I just have a couple questions for my podcast, Movies A La Queer. So, whenever you're ready,
Yeah,
if you have any questions, you can also like stop me, let me know, or ask me now before I start.
Okay, great.
Okay, so.
Oh, no, I'm good. You just go ahead.
All right, so again, my name is Sarita. It's great meeting you. I'm on the line now with Nicola, and please tell me how you pronounce your last name.
It's Nicola Caraya Demude.
Nicola Caraya Demude.
That's right, Caraya. Yeah.
I, cause in my,
my mom, Demude, my dad.
Okay, because Caraya, usually in my town, it's pronounced Correa, and it's Portuguese, so I don't know if you guys are...
Yeah, so my mother's Guyanese, so the of Portuguese descent, but we pronounce it, in Guyana, we pronounce it Caraya.
Caraya. Well, that's nice. Well, again, congratulations on Margarita. I'm sure you're really excited for the takeoff, and I got to watch the film. I have to watch it again before I review it, but it was really sweet, and I mean it was very funny and witty, and I just have a ton of questions, and I'm trying not to fan out. This is a thing about me that when I get to talk to like some actresses, I fan out a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I have to control myself. but the funny thing is that I knew I recognized you from somewhere. Like, I recognized your face from somewhere, and I couldn't pinpoint it. So, of course, I went online to, you know, find more about you, IMDb. And then I saw that you were on Degrassi.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I knew it. I knew it.
So you cut out there, was that?
No, I said that I knew it. When I finally got to, you know, see the filmography, I was like, yes, I knew what this was.
Yeah, it's funny. Degrassi was my favorite show when I was a kid. And then in my early 20s, or late teens, the show came back. And I got to play one of my favorite characters, Joey Jeremiah. When I was a kid, I got to play his girlfriend 20 years later. So that was... well, maybe 15 years later, but it was like stepping into my childhood television. It was great.
Well, comparing to, like, you know, Degrassi and the other projects that you've been, like, how do you compare it with working for this film, Margarita?
With Margarita, it was a really interesting process in this particular character, because she actually, her story is very similar to my mother's story in terms of coming to, you know, being sent to, or coming to a foreign country alone and becoming a nanny for a sort of upper class family. In my mom's case, she went to San Francisco from Guyana and worked as a nanny for a family of sort of privilege, and, you know, helped raise those kids. And so I had a connection to it in my sort of personal life, and that was sort of in the background, I think, for me as I was developing the character, although I didn't quite realize just how much I had my mother in mind until I saw the film. I didn't consciously base her on my mother. I watched it, I suddenly went, oh, but the first time I saw it, I went, oh my God, that's my mom. Because my mom and I are very similar emotionally or in the way we deal with things. And so when I saw it actually on the screen, I went, oh, that's what I did. It wasn't conscious at the time, but so that was sort of in the back of my head. And also, because my family, you know, my mother's family is of, we're South American and Caribbean descent, but the Mexican culture isn't. I don't have Mexican lineage. So looking into that, I'm looking into what her childhood would have been like leading up to her coming to Canada. So that was sort of, and also because I'm not a native Spanish speaker, working, you know, it was very important to me that, you know, the dialects and the language, be very true and very natural for me when the time came. So there's a lot of work leading up to beginning shooting for me with this character.
So you mentioned that, you know, Margarita, that you saw how she relates a lot, like, to your mother, like, to the character of your mother. Like, do you find any other similarities with Margarita that you can compare to yourself? Like, do you find yourself some things that you kind of, you know, invested from your own characteristics?
Related to, because Margarita and I deal with things very differently. Emotionally, she and I are very different. I'm a very, I cry a lot. I'm very effusive. I'm very emotional. I'm very, you know, whereas Margarita's much more stoic and she internalizes a lot more. But I think in terms of the way that we deal with sort of love and relationships, we're very similar. Like, I relate very much to, I'm the kind of person who, you know, when I fall in love and I want something, I feel very clear about that, and I go for that, and I was never someone to back away from falling in love, and or commit, you know what, not even so much falling in love as committing, being willing to commit to it. And that's, I think, one of the things that the film sort of highlights, is that, you know, she has a lot of faith in her belief in her relationship and her commitment to it, that not everyone else is, and not everyone else is able to meet her there. And I related to that a lot, that sort of belief in commitment and that belief in jumping in when it comes to love and relationships. So I think that was probably the thing she and I had most in common. And the other thing is our relationship with kids. So I work with kids. I love kids. I connect pretty easily with young people. Working on the set with the actress who played Mally, Maya Ritter, she and I developed a very strong relationship. And that's, you know, that relationship with young people is something that I have a lot of in my life. And I also, Annie, when I was young, I was sort of my first job, so taking care of kids.
No, I definitely, wow. So, question, out of all of the themes discussed in the film, you know, from like relationships to like that cultural diversity and even immigration, and then of course the ones that I haven't mentioned, which one, like, did you feel most strongly about, like, working with?
It's funny, I was talking to Dominique and Lori, the directors and writers of the film, and, you know, for them, they really were telling a story. They felt they were telling a story about what family means, what it is to be a family, and the different versions of that, and I definitely felt that. I mean, I think, you know, when I first read the script, there are a few things that stood out to me. One was that I loved that it was a lesbian protagonist, that it, you know, that it's a story about two women in love, and that you know, that isn't an issue for anyone, that her story as a lesbian woman living in Toronto is what it is. It doesn't have to, you know, it's come up a lot, actually. A lot of people have asked me about that in terms of, you know, film festival saying, well, is this a, quote, gay film? And as far as I'm concerned, it's like, when we get to the day when we don't have gay and straight films, when protagonists are protagonists and we're telling stories regardless of people's sexuality, that's when we'll have the real progress, you know? And that's the first thing I loved about it, was that it's just telling her story. But then the next thing that really hit me was this idea that you choose your family, that you build families, that we no longer live in a time when we can afford to be too rigid about what a family is. And most of us now, most of the people I know have immigrant parents or first generation here, and we build our families. We choose the people that we want to build our lives with and that we want to call our brothers and our sisters and our, you know, people that we choose to move through our life with become our family. And I loved that message of the film, that she didn't have family that she started with, that they were gone, but that she was able to build this new one, I think is a very, very true and very important story for us to be telling.
Wow. One thing that, well, first of all, I wanted to know is this your first, like, LGBT role, like, playing a lesbian?
No. I have two films out right now, Margarita and another one called Where Are the Dolls with Megan Follows. That's an LGBT film as well.
Okay, good. And I'll definitely, for those that are listening, I will put the links and information on how for you to, you know, see, you know, more of her work. Now, a lot of us are also, for those that are curious, you know, about the relationship that you developed with, like, Christine Horn, like, you know, is, and the chemistry that, you know, we see through the screen, like, is that real, or in a way, can you tell us a little bit about how your relationship developed on set?
Oh, sure, yeah. You know, it's funny, Christine and I were talking about this a lot because, you know, people get really nervous about, especially when you're doing love scenes, gay or straight, regardless of your own sexuality or who you're doing it with. It's always an uncomfortable thought for a lot of us going in terms of how's that going to look, because it really does depend on how you connect with the person you're doing the scene with. And I think Lori and Dom were really smart because Christina and I actually did an audition together. The timing didn't work out, and so they ended up kind of, I auditioned with a bunch of different women for the Jane role, and then they found Christine, and they couldn't get us together to audition together, but they just made sort of a decision that they thought this was the right way to go. So we hadn't actually met until we'd already agreed to do the film, but they had us both over for dinner one night before we started shooting, just so we could meet and kind of get to know each other, and which is a really smart thing to do. So, you know, we don't just show up on the first day and have to do that from scratch. And I ended up driving her home that night after dinner, and we just sat in the car and chatted, and we really lucked out with this film because she and I really just hit it off right away. I mean, we became great friends very quickly. She's an incredible person. I remember someone asking, you know, if it's hard to do those scenes and hard to, and really, I mean, falling in love with Christine Horn is not hard. It would happen to anyone. Just meet her. You know, she's an amazing person. And so, you know, we really just had a lot of fun with it. And that's not always the case, you know. Sometimes those really sort of sexually charged relationships when you're working can be difficult if you don't have that connection or, you know, can require a lot of real asking. Whereas, you know, with Christine and I, we had a great time. We became friends. We're in touch now. We're good buddies. And we just had a great time. We had a lot of fun. We had a great support system for each other. So we really just lucked out. And as people, we connected really well.
Yeah, for me, as I was watching the film, I was able to feel it in a way. And in my podcast, you know, I talked about a lot, like, opening up to people, like, emotionally. And I guess my difference between, like, me and you would be that it took me, a while to kind of open up. And now I'm, like, learning that. And I guess now watching films and seeing, like, a chemistry, like the one that you had between you and Christine, it kind of just gave me an example of, I don't know, it kind of gives people hope in a way. So it was really nice from a viewer's definitely perspective.
No, I'm glad to hear that. And I think, you know, it's not, as an actor, you're asked to open up to a lot of things. And I really think that, I believe that's a practice, you know, that both as artists, but as people as well. We have to practice opening ourselves up to the world. Sorry, that's another phone ringing in my house. You have to open up to characters, to people. You also have to remain open to, you know, your own feelings as you move through a process. You know, it's not always easy when you're inside a character to sort of balance your own emotions and what the character's feeling. And so the more I think you can connect, if you have the opportunity to connect personally with the actors you're working with, it's always going to be better, you know, because it gives you a freedom and a security to kind of play and to keep exploring yourself. And it can be done, you know. Actors do great work all the time with people they don't really connect with, but it's harder that way. So I think the more you can stay open to the people you're working with, in any part of your life, the more open you can stay to the people around you, the easier it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I definitely agree. So for those that, you know, want to definitely look more into your work and want to find more information about you, like, do you have any information that I can share with them for those that are listening?
Yeah, I've got another film out in the States right now called Havana 57. We opened in Miami this year, and I don't think it's in Canada yet, but it should be out in parts of the U.S. I just did a recurring on Haven, which is a sci-fi series that I did in the summer. I think it's probably aired now. It's Sci-Fi and Showcase. Also the guest star on Republic of Doyle coming in the new year, which was a lot of fun. I'm also trying to do more theater again. I'd sort of taken a break from theater, but it really is one of my first loves, so I'm going back to that. Right now I've been doing a lot of TV, actually, the last little while. Some of which I realize doesn't appear on IMDb. I need to be a better self-manager. There's some stuff out there to check out. And also Where Are the Dolls, which is Cassandra Nicolau's short film starring Megan Fellows. It was actually really great. Margarita and Where Are the Dolls are both playing at Outfest in LA when we went down there. And that was really exciting, having both those films in the same festival. So that's out there as well. You can look that up on Facebook. It's got a webpage. So, and Margarita has a great website as well called margaritathefilm.com. And there's lots of info there as well.
Well, thank you. I've definitely put all those links are going to be in the product of the podcast description. The podcast description, as well as how to connect with you in different ways. And if there's any questions, there'll be a hashtag somewhere for you. You can also go on Twitter and scroll through to see if anyone asks any questions for you. But again, congratulations on Margarita. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it. And again, it was a beautiful film, and I can't wait to review it and hashtag everything onto it. Oh my God, this world is now hashtag nation.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say thanks for your interest. I mean, it's been really one of the best things about this film is I've had the great pleasure of being able to go around to a bunch of different cities and here and in the States. And you know, the best part has been talking to people, and the number of women who wait after the film to tell me their stories about immigrating here, or their, you know, relationship stories, or their struggles with, you know, their new life in a new country, or their sexuality. Or it's amazing. We just think of opening up, like the way that audience members have opened up to me. That's a big gift. You know, when you do a film like that and people feel comfortable talking to you. And so the interest has been really moving and really exciting. And it's a big part of why we do this stuff, you know, to connect with other people. And I really appreciate your interest and talking about our film.
No, thank you. Again, thank you. And of course, I'm sure the interest is wide. And I can name 30 people on top of my head that are going through those same issues. And it's going to be great when it goes through a wide release. And I know that the listeners are going to be very interested to even know more about you after this. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And have a great day.
No,
great,
thank you. I hope you go to your meeting and everything, you know, you can enjoy the rest of your day. It's pretty early on our end too. So
thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you guys. And you'll hear from us next time. Bye.
Bye.